He says he's ready to move, you know, I think the right place, right? We can get all kind of analysis we want about the, you know, habits and all the rest. And, you know, the common weaknesses and so forth and so on. But you've always got to measure a man against you, who he's up against. And as you see, Connelly has the potential. The president that he's got, you've got to hit the shoulder top. He's got to measure him. That's all there is to it. Sure, erratic, explosive, he's impulsive, the rest, but on the other hand,
what needs to be done is just to get the change, just to start working with him on some of the stuff that he ought to start building up a staff. He ought to start putting the thing together that he's got to build himself a guy that will run
it. He needs a manager.
He really does. He'll need it as president. He's got to have somebody that runs at least my end of things, if not a guy that can take the overall stuff on. He'd be better than he needs to Sherman Adams.
Yeah, he needs a farmer.
He
doesn't have the self-discipline. Just after he has other qualities. He's got more people and so on.
But he's the help guy.
That makes very good errors. That's the problem. He has got some very solid judgment. So, you know, the policy, he does talk to lots of people in the economy.
Yes,
I mean, that's good. He likes that.
He shakes with the shoot from the other. He needs a strong person around him who's saying, no, that won't work.
You've got to think a little bit. See, I'm a very cautious operator. I think true.
The other guy might be Tom Johnson. Who in some ways is stronger. And he said we can't get Tom Johnson from the Dallas paper, he's going to go on as executive editor, which is he wants to stay down there.
Good.
He feels he's better off outside for now at least.
Let me ask you one thing. I looked over this program and stuff, and it was too long. I mean, it's not bad. I just don't want to read a 10-minute speech. You know, it's about 1,500 words.
As you know, the way that's set up, the weaker you are, the better off you are.
But I just wonder if we. I suppose that the speeches are written out in terms of calling for reconciliation and all that sort of ideas. I may be wrong about this, but I'm just not comfortable doing that.
You're right.
I mean, I'm saying, don't let my prejudices, so sometimes they're wrong.
No, but your prejudices.
I know John feels that sometimes they're wrong, he mentioned today. But this is something that I just have a gut reaction about. I'm more hard-minded than you can on this.
Calling for reconciliation. It's up to them to reconcile, not up to you.
But they'll start the country apart. You know what I thought I might do, Miss Franklin?
But the way to play it is to say that many people have suggested to me that one of the most moving things in relation to the religious observance of the ceasefire was the 5 minutes of silent prayer. And it's been suggested that this particular prayer breakfast would be more appropriate than an address from the president. That I'd ask you to join me in 5 minutes of silent prayer.
I just do that.
I think it would be a real coup. But play it back to others, then, because a lot of people have seen it. Tie you back to your peace. Say this is a time when our own thoughts are maybe more important than what someone else says to us. You know, play it, stick it a little bit. I think it would be sensational. They're all sitting there battling, you know, you just kind of listen to them.
I'll say during this period, I suggest that I want to check out this. But for sure, the photographers are about to snap their cameras. Everybody else will be saying that anyway. I'm sure Arthur Burns, he's the speaker, he'll talk about reconciliation. Let us turn to the problems at home. This terrible war is over and all that bullshit.
Yeah, you get all those, you know, the greetings from the House, the greetings from, there's so much crap in that program anyway that letting those people just sit there and be quiet is a hell of a good idea.
They get in the turn, that's my piece.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Oh, they're just gonna run down.
They use the impounding thing. And
something will get out of
here. Yeah, yes. That's right. Something else on the market. And it's the impounding and the gizmo.
That's where it goes.
Those are three good presidential speeches, actually.
But the fight on the coast of nations that really the press conference or the Q&A is my best method of communicating.
Yeah.
Which is what Hoover said at the Roosevelt's Q&A.
Yeah,
Roosevelt told Sapphire, and he said that's President the Roosevelt's firefly chapter. Excellent. So press conference, that's his thing.
Sure.
If we think that is the case, Coastal View is someone like yours. He says he thinks we ought to do it during the night. He says, prime time. That I've been on volume at 7:30. I just feel more comfortable at 7:30. I think it's 3:00 or maybe 7:30 is when I have a lot of people. But nevertheless, if he did, I think that the well, there's no time left.
prayer breakfast over.
We should do that when the time to take service.
Yeah, about half an hour.
What?
Do about half an hour after you get back. 45 minutes is all. And it was also nice to see you prior to these meetings, my wife said.
Well, you'll have to go through the books on the Heath thing and go into Henry now and say, I guess that I only have the notes that are, I just have the time to read it. I want it down to the least amount that I have to read.
I have time to read the books. So that's why I want to take everything out.